You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
So it's just cooking out front by itself. So there's a big pot of boiling oil on the steps of the building.
Yeah, what you know, it's not like it's going to hurt anything.
There are people walking by who might be tempted to dip their finger in that.
You know, or
if they're tempted to dip their finger in that, they're going to pull back a lot less flesh.
You know, yeah, because that's going to work out well for us. Because that's what I need, is somebody else to be sending money to every month. You know, I don't send enough to the government. I don't send enough to my landlord. I don't send enough to the power company. I need somebody that I'm making wrongful death and maiming charges to. You know. Right. So it's just sort of sitting on the front steps, sort of unattended. That's good.
We're going back down there in just a minute. I just had to come back up.
I'm just saying.
Radio show going on here, kind of thing.
All right, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. We're here with, quick hit count. Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, F. Matt Peterson, Nate from the Altar Boys, Kristen from Accounting, Diana from Downtown, Rob from the House of Rick.
The low has just arrived.
Justin is here.
Justin from 800 Octane's here.
Low is in the house. Everybody.
We got all kinds of folks.
All right. Okay, so they've all managed to get into the building without pouring the pot of boiling oil onto themselves and scalding all their flesh down to the bone. You know how it is, though. You know, this is one of those things that you say to yourself, nothing could go wrong. And that's when, you know, Les Nessman starts seeing turkeys falling out of the back of an airplane somewhere. And then it's just it's a long road to disgrace and poverty. You know, worse poverty. I don't need to be paying off some homeless guy for the rest of my life because he decided to see if there were bottles and cans inside the big bubbling pot that he saw. You know? It's all I need. All right, so we have corn nuggets. And we have the corn log.
How's your corn cooking coming?
Okay, so Kristen has got the corn log. Kristen from accounting is here.
But you know, you're not supposed to microwave it. You're supposed to bake it.
Well, we've got two different types of corn here today. We've got corn nuggets, and we've got the corn log.
Am I doing the nuggets too?
Well, Matt was a little baby and refused to let us deep fry the corn log.
No, we decided that we shouldn't deep fry the corn because it wouldn't be fair to Tim putting the corn in with the turkey carcass cooking in the same oil.
Are you going to be eating the corn log?
I will be.
Okay.
So you don't want any turkey brushing up against it?
Right. No turkey should touch my corn.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Shouldn't do that if Tim is having the corn.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Well, we have no choice because I forgot to preheat the toaster oven, and so it wouldn't be done till like 4:30 now.
Because that's a good idea.
So we're just you're supposed to cook it. You're supposed to cook it at like 4:25 or something.
Yeah, but in a conventional oven.
Oh, conventional oven. A toaster oven's just a small conventional oven. That's all it is. What's the difference?
Toaster ovens burn things.
It's an unconventional oven. It's an ovenette.
I'll just let that one go.
I've just spilled nugget breading all over my crotch. Oh, God in heaven.
I'm not cleaning that up.
You don't have to eat those ones.
You're attacked by a regnet. You got all that all over you.
Okay, so So I'll tell you what. So I'm going to hand you, Kristen, you've got the corn log, which I guess we'll have to microwave. We should take the big pieces of metal off the end.
It's an attractive looking log.
I hear that a lot. Is the two boxes of nuggets, which I guess will... I guess here's what we're going to do. Much like Matt probably cooks everything at home by just shoving it into a deep fryer, whether it's appropriate for the food stuff or not, I think we're just going to shove all of this stuff into a microwave. That's the sort of white trash. See, there's redneck and there's white trash. Redneck just deep fries everything. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you know, Cool Whip, you know, lettuce, right into the deep fryer. The white trash version of that, my version, is just that we're going to microwave everything.
All right, I'm off.
All the fungus is getting shoved into the microwave.
When the smoke alarm goes off, that means it's done. So,
great. Yeah,
we found that out when we deep-fried Twinkies.
All right, give you a call.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, so you call us from the kitchen. All right. Okay.
Once we get into the news, I'm going to go back down and check the bird.
Yeah, okay. You know that. How do you know when it's done?
I've got a big thermometer that I can stick inside the bird.
There's no need to be snippy. I was just asking.
I didn't realize that was snippy.
I didn't realize I was running the show again.
Speaking to me as though I'm a retarded child.
I've got a thermometer that I stick inside the bird, so I check the temperature of the meat inside, and we know whether or not it's done or still raw.
What about the little red thing that pops up? Don't you have one of those on there?
No.
Should
no,
have
the,
seen me.
The pop-up timer on
should
the
have seen last night we're
work.
Buying the corn and Matt sitting there fondling the Bon Appetit magazines. There's like a whole rack of gourmet magazines which Matt is caressing as though they're the soft curves
and
of a woman.
And the Martha Stewart Home Living.
Bon Appetit is a fine magazine.
Hey, am I the only one that thinks Bon Appetit should be the name for a porn film?
Yeah.
Or Appetit ought to be like the name of some new porn actress. And then Bon Appetit.
Don't laugh. It just encourages him. Here's Tim Riley in the
Sorry,
Gadget Gang.
Paris Hilton.
Now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Scientists are struggling to find women willing to try out a new device called the Orgasmatron. Yes, this electronic implant for the world of tomorrow, which is here today, is said to cause instant sexual arousal at the flip of a switch.
I read about this. I read a whole article about this. There was a guy, correct me if I'm wrong, same story. It's a guy who was creating a thing to cure back spasms because it's like if you have spinal problems. Yeah. And it was a thing to activate nerves in your spine. And he puts it on this woman's spine and hits the go button, and immediately it's like, you know, it's go time. Immediately, the next thing, you're like reaching for a cigarette and, you know, a towelette. And so the deal is that you just put the electrodes in your spine, you hit the button, and then it's all with the multiple orgasm, right? Am I talking about
That's
the same
correct,
machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a train transformer. Would that work?
No. Oh. So probably not. And just, you know, and probably just, you know, sticking a fork in the toaster isn't going to work either.
No, sticking your head in a deep fryer. Only one woman has completed the first stage of the study. She agreed to have wires from an external device inserted into her spinal cord. The married woman, who won't respond to questions, said when the device was switched on, the patient reported almost being instantly aroused. She described it as really excellent foreplay.
Well, imagine how depressing that must be for the husband, that the husband is apparently such a complete loser in bed that she's got to go have electrodes planted into her spine so that she can achieve some sort of sexual satisfaction.
I think it'd be convenient because it'd be like preheating an oven. You well, I would... flip the switch, and you just kick back, drink a beer, watch
Set it and forget it, baby.
This thing isn't cheap, though. It's like $11,000.
Doesn't matter.
So if Ronco comes up with a knockoff, maybe they can sell it like cheaper on Home Shopping Club or something like that.
They'll mixing be, an egg in the shower.
Well, they'll be like that one of that as seen on TV store. There'll be some knockoff or something. But note that it's marketed towards women because if you marketed this towards men, all of civilization would collapse because it's like you'd never do it. You'd never need to do anything. No. You would work just long enough to buy the machine, and then you'd quit bathing. You'd never shave again. Your ass would just sit at home and just be all, you know, just pushing the button every 12 minutes.
I'm having an orgasm while I'm gardening.
Rest of your life, you know what? That's all it is, you know? You just be, I'm soaking in it. Your entire life would be that. That's all.
Well, maybe if they, like, slap Martha Stewart's name on it or something else, it might sell better.
Martha Stewart Orgasmatron.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or if they, you know, kind of market it to guys at Home Depot.
Yeah.
A Romanian village priest has made an appeal to youngsters asking them to abstain from having sex in the church's steeple. When it comes to church, especially after the weekend, I come across this all the time. They use condoms everywhere. I even find them hanging on the church bell chain.
Residents, that's just wrong.
Yeah. Going right to hell for that.
They've confirmed allegations of this. Hundreds of local police have given out fines for this activity, but there's nothing to stop it in Romania.
I'm not going to make any jokes about the coming of the Lord.
Meanwhile, the Russian Orthodox Church has expressed its outrage at what it claims is a Mormon scheme to buy up the names of dead Russians in order to baptize dead souls in their faith. In one archive in the town of blah, 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 east of Moscow...
You're not even making the barest effort. You're not even trying.
You know, these
anymore.
Upside down and backward letters? What is it? No wonder they want to come over here. They don't have to spell like that anymore. Well, the Church of Latter-day Saints has paid 10 U.S. cents for every page of thousands of dead names from microfilm. The idea is a last-ditch attempt of a cash-strapped archive to find urgent preservation work. It's also caused a fury among the predominantly Orthodox nation. The Mormon Church is angry at what seems to be an obstruction of its religious practices. So they're trying to buy names. That's it for now. Next news, when it happens. I'm Tim Riley.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. So Kristen, we'll talk to Kristen here in a short while. She's in the kitchen microwaving, I guess, the corn. And then the turkey's supposed to be done. You saw the turkey going in there.
Yeah, it actually was fascinating to watch. I mean, there are a lot of things. You sit there and you watch it and you think, what other things can I put in here to make it make that?
I seriously, we ought to have, I mean, we ought to just make this a thing. Like, we do it like once a month. We just pick a bunch of, like, a wheel of food. Just a rotating wheel of crap, and we just deep fry it. And then see if people will eat it.
And you just make these big, you know, it's kind of like a Quinn Martin production, you know?
a deep fryer experiment.
A Quinn Martin production.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just deep fry everything we see.
Yeah. So we ought to, I mean, because we got all this crap. Like, I don't know if you've seen this refrigerator, but this refrigerator is just, especially now that they fired like 2/3 of the people who work here, there's just stuff in that refrigerator that just sits there all day long,
yeah,
and all week long and all month long. And at the end of the month, there's all of this stuff in there that we're always just going and throwing away because it's like, because it's all covered with mold and whatnot. And yeah. I know that's not a problem.
But the
you.
Bottom drawers where it says CRISPR look like it have you. It looks like it has human blood in it.
Oh, it's filled with some kind of meat.
It's like it belongs to all salespeople. That have been,
what do you mean, me and mold? It's you.
You're the one who ate the moldy brownie off the counter.
No, I nibbled on the brownie.
Sarah Dillon was there. She was here.
You
she
had the
saw
mold
you
on
eat
your
the
mouth.
Moldy brownie.
I did not eat the moldy brownie.
Yes, you did. I saw
did
you.
Not.
You ate like a huge bite that was like half a brownie.
Can,
and
I, can we
like
just create,
vomit.
Can we make a top five list of the top five things Clyde has eaten, which he has then denied eating despite irrefutable proof to the contrary?
I did not eat the brownie.
Why do you lie like this?
I nibbled on the brownie.
Do not,
it's semantics.
You know,
I nibbled on the freaking brownie.
You are a pathological liar. You are unable to tell the truth about your eating habits. God damn you, you big lying bastard. We saw you eat the goddamn brownie right here.
I did not eat the brownie.
Oh, in the name of... Oh.
I did not have...
It was right
there! I'm lying. I'm lying.
What?
I said, so you're calling me a liar, huh?
No, I'm not. You're calling me a liar. What are you talking about?
We have eyes. There was a window. We saw you eating it.
Sarah, did I really eat that brownie?
Clyde, I saw you.
Do we need to call Suana?
Sarah, you saw me nibble on the brownie.
Why would you? Okay, wait, hold on. Let's stop right here.
I nibbled and realized.
Let's assume for the moment that it wasn't the eating. It was, as you say, the so-called nibbling. It's covered in mold. Why would you?
He thought it was powdered sugar.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? But I didn't eat the whole brownie.
Didn't the fact that you found it, like, underneath some guy's, like, you know, old newspapers,
sock.
You found it, like, under, like next to an old mousetrap behind the board,
no,
underneath some navel lint?
I did not.
Underneath a bunch of dust mites behind the counter? Wasn't it the giveaway that it hadn't just come out of the oven?
Yeah.
At what point can you discern that something hasn't just been jiffy-popped in the kitchen? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I nibbled on the brownie, and I realized it tasted old, and then Sarah goes, ew, gross! And I'm going, what? And she goes, you're eating that brownie. I'm not eating the brownie. I nibbled on it. It was horrible. So I did not eat the brownie.
All right. But is that like part of the Atkins thing, that if something is covered with mold, it doesn't have any carbs in it or something?
I went off the diet.
Just like
off...
buffalo
no.
wings.
I've been off the diet for a little while, yes.
Behold my shock.
Hey, but I've lost 48 pounds and I'm no longer obese, so thank me very much. My doctor is happy with what I'm doing.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right.
I'm improving my life.
There's no need... there's no need to be snippy.
Well, you're accusing me of eating a brownie, which
I'm
I not did
not accusing.
Eat.
No. Accusing is pointing out something that may or may not be true. I'm simply noting.
Mm.
We're not really... See, what we're doing is not accusing. What we're doing is remembering. It's not really accusing you of eating the brownie. It's more or less just remembering when you ate the brownie last week and we all saw it.
Okay.
It's like this. It's like that whole... I don't want to revisit all the unpleasantness of Suanna's cookies, but we had Suanna, who had this big box of cookies on her keyboard, and she came in one day, the cookies are all gone, and there's a copy of UFO magazine sitting on top of her desk, which I know could point to any number of people in the building.
Hey, there are a lot of people who are fascinated by UFOs, not just me.
Okay. All right. We had to just do an experiment. We had to just lock you and Steve Taylor in the building over the weekend together and see which one of you has been eaten, you know, by Monday.
Now, Sarah, we all know the answer to that question, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I'm not going to comment, but Sarah and I both know what would happen in that room. So please.
Okay. All right. So we should probably do this because I know the turkey's done about now. So we should probably break. We'll come back. We've got the corn and the deep fried turkey that'll be prepared on the other side. We've got today's top five coming up here in just a minute. More with Clyde Lewis, Sarah Dillon, the Low. Everybody who's here, it's Thanksgiving. We're live. We're going to be back in just a few. You stay there. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. Stay there. We'll be back.
This is your multi-muscle, beady brain, hyper-push hero here. Watch as I flex my doobry.
Jefferson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
222, I'm T. Riley. This news brought to you by your friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, on the western corner of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, or online at shaneco.com. Well, you knew it had to happen sometime. Thank goodness it hasn't happened here yet. Firefighters are at the scene of a house fire sparked by a turkey deep fryer. The address? 16788 Southwest Sorella in Beaverton. We hope everything's okay. Probably the turkey's ruined by now. Well, let's try to forget about that in a moment and talk about the Cat in the Hat starring Alec Baldwin. He says the Best Actress Award goes to Dakota Fanning.
Well, people ask me, who's the greatest actress I've ever worked with? You know, because I worked with all these great actresses, you know, Nicole Kidman and Demi Moore and all these famous women and Jennifer Jason Leigh. And now my new answer is Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning is the greatest actress I've ever worked with. This kid is incredible. This girl is so spot on and plays her intentions through the line. And she's a great actress, this kid. She is fabulous.
Yes, she's wonderful. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a chance of showers, rain likely tonight, and windy too. Same for tomorrow, Tim Riley of the KOTK Newsroom.
An opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
There's a guy burned in the fire wearing a duck's hat. I'm just speculating. I can't say for sure that it happened.
It's in Beaverton.
Yeah.
You should have come over here and deep-fried turkey with us.
Rick, I just heard your interview with the 10-year-old. Boy, that was precious. Be sure to keep a copy of that tape for when your career is in even more of a downward spiral and you're resorting to very special episodes.
You'll hear it again during the 5 o'clock news.
I kept expecting you to conclude the interview with, "So what are you wearing?" It's just what I've come to expect from you. By the way, Rick, isn't there an episode of Gilmore Girls in which the guy who's boning Suki gets together with his buddies to deep-fry a turkey? Wasn't the point of the show that people who deep-fried turkeys are pretty much stupid white trash? I'm just asking. She signs it, please have an embolism, Miranda. All right, there you go. That's Miranda, who some of you are old-school listeners have heard Miranda email us off and on with such heartwarming greetings, as is her wont. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Just
Miranda,
a few...
happy Thanksgiving from all of us to
from
you.
All, from our family to yours. We're going to... the food is almost done, so we're going to bring in the turkey here in just a few moments. So that's going to happen just around the corner. We've got that. We've got the corn. It's all going to be done about 6-7 minutes from now. So that'll be presented here in just a moment. It's time to roll it. It's the Thanksgiving edition of the Rick Emerson Top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2... 1, 5.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous.
Counting's the best thing to do.
Counting is happiness.
Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom with today's Top 5.
This list is full of grease.
You mean Grease the musical or actual Grease?
Actual Grease.
I'm sorry. This is going to be one of those days. It's like when we were deep frying the Twinkies on the back counter, and all the walls and the ceiling had this thin film of grease for like weeks. Like you go to touch a doorknob, and the doorknob be all like slipping out of your hand. I tried to pick up a mouse, and it just squirted out of my hand like a bar of soap in the bathtub. You know what I mean?
So it already stinks in here.
Everything here, man. I'm surprised those little spray things in the ceiling haven't gone off. All right.
They probably disconnected those. And as we gather together, one and all, and take special time to extend thanks to those around us, even the very, very stupid people, since they even have their place. On this day of thanks, we ponder the meaning of the word. With the help of these, the top 5 songs with the word thank in the title. With honorable mention going to ABBA. Thank you for the music.
Yeah, baby. You can laugh, but don't front on my ABBA. ABBA is a towering musical giant, the likes of which we all quake in awe of.
ABBA Gold, best album ever.
Dude, ABBA Gold, they've got ABBA Gold, they've got 2 volumes of that. It's a 2, you can get a second volume of ABBA Gold. Last time I was in Vegas, it was one of the undying the sadnesses of my life that I wasn't able to see Mamma Mia, which is the ABBA musical that's playing. Look, I gotta move. The music's in me. As John Lee Hooker once said, it's in me.
People are actually seeing now that you actually do dance in here.
People think it's a joke. People think that I'm...
He really does, people.
You know, I got soul. That's what I'm saying. So you gotta... I got so much soul, you can damn near see it. So you can all just back the hell up with me and my ABBA. That didn't come out right.
Number five, John Denver. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Farm is kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
You know, here's the thing about this song. I think this may be the dumbest song that everyone on earth secretly likes. I mean, I don't really know that there's a worse song that everyone still turns up the car radio for. I mean, I'm telling you this right now. You can laugh, you can smirk. You're in the car by yourself. This comes on. You turn it up. You sing along. And don't lie to me because I know it's true.
Okay, right there I was seeing no soul whatsoever.
Well, it's John Denver. It's only possible to have so much soul to John Denver. I mean, he's...
And being you.
So it's the music's fault that you have no soul right now.
John Denver, what are you going to do?
It's kind of suburban soul.
I didn't even make the joke about and drown in a puddle. I didn't. I skipped it. I didn't say it.
You still brought it up.
Well, you know, it's the spirit of Thanksgiving. I just wanted to know that I didn't laugh and make fun.
That's just awful.
Wasn't he on the Muppet Show not once, but several times?
He completely was. That's where I remember him from childhood.
Was ever a musical artist more, you know, perfect for the Muppet Show?
Those were good times.
And at number four, Sam and Dave and I thank you.
And later done in a less impressive fashion by ZZ Top. It's still a great song. Listen to that. Isn't that great Stax Volt sound there? I think that's Booker T and the MGs in the background, by the way, the house band there. See, you don't want to move to this song, you got no soul. And I don't mean no soul in the Isaac Hayes sense. I mean, you literally got no soul. I mean soul in the Jungian sense. You have no soul if this doesn't make you move. Listen to that drum sound.
I have soul.
I know you do. Come on, listen to that.
Number three, I hope this isn't Bob Hope. Thanks for the memories.
Nah, it's Bing Crosby. This is because it's etched into everybody's brain if you're over the age of 35. I mean, you've heard this 900,000 times. Probably a mistake to put this above the Sam and Dave.
This gives me the creeps. I think of him beating his kids.
Lovely it was. I told you not to leave the lawnmower on the grass!
Number two, Sly and the Family Stone. Thank you. I don't know what the rest of this says.
For letting me be myself again.
Okay.
Okay. See, you're not even from Earth if you don't want to move to this. It's Sly and the Family Friggin' Stone.
I want to move to this.
You don't want to dance and shut the hell up. Listen to that.
makes you want to dance like a Pez dispenser going up and down.
Okay. I mean, come on, that's sold by the ton right there.
Wait, how is it anything like a Pez dispenser?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
With a neck that goes up and down?
You got the head bob.
Man, that's Sly Stone, man, giving you soul by the metric ton right there. Come on.
Number one, Led Zeppelin. Thank you.
All right, there you go. It's Thursday, it's Thanksgiving, we're live, we're going to come back with the presentation of the corn after this. Stay there, it's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Back in just a moment. Drops of rain, whisper of the pain, tears of blood lost in the days gone by. My love is strong, here there is no wrong, together we shall go until we die.
Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's...
This is so pointless.
What, the traffic?
Yeah.
Let's make something up.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not feeling creative. Can I just go through the rounds?
So, make something up involving, I don't know, people being dragged out of the cars and beaten by zombies.
No, that's horrible.
On Burnside.
Okay, I-5 northbound seeing no delays from the Rose Quarter up to the Interstate Bridge. Also south as you head down toward 205. No problems have been reported on the Banfield inbound from 12th to I-5. Seeing no delays. What?
I'm not saying a damn thing.
Turkey's revolt on 84.
See, there's mass cleverness.
Whoa!
No, that was meant to be a compliment.
Oh, damn, man.
Oh, you suck
She doesn't get
I'm walking
turkey.
Away.
I'm Sarah Dillon on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, they're bringing it in right now. We've got it. It's sitting on a plate. We have carved off bits of the... we've got, well, we've got corn roast, corn nuggets, and then, of course, the centerpiece.
The nuggets are good.
Are they? Okay, we've got the deep-fried turkey, courtesy of Matt Peterson. All right. I'm going to right in front of me here. Oh, by the way, I want to note a couple things. First of all, coming up on tomorrow's show, Peter Carlin from the Oregonian is going to be in studio with us. Peter Carlin's apparently made some music CD for the holidays on which he sings and creates fine music for the kids. Peter Carlin going to be in studio with us tomorrow. Next week, the editor from Blender Magazine be on the show.
Maybe. We have not confirmed that yet.
Really?
No.
It's on the board.
It's on the board, so I didn't forget what day
we were trying to schedule. Is that one of those things you just wrote up there? So you just wrote it up there thinking that would make it so?
Well, yeah, that was kind of my hope. You know, we preliminarily booked it, and I figured if I just put it there, it'd happen. But
we played at the top of the hour, or top of the show, rather. You heard us play the entire opening theme of the Rick Emerson Show. You heard us play the Dream Theater song all 6.5 minutes. We'll do that here again with our ending theme, which is you hear us play it at the end of every show. It's this little 90-second Guns N' Roses guitar instrumental. We'll play the entire version. We'll play the full-length version of that here in just a short while. We do that once or twice a year. All right, I'm trying now for the first. I'm trying the deep fried turkey here. All right, which has been prepared out front.
Yep.
Where is the boiling oil now?
It's cooling down. All the gas is off.
Excellent.
It's sitting there getting cooler as we speak.
Oh damn, man, that's really good. The hell? Where is this really from? Who really made this? Did your mom make this and just put it like in a Tupperware thing and you brought it in?
Come on, you saw the raw bird. We've got pictures of me putting it in the oil and pulling it out. Tell me that's not the moistest turkey you've ever had.
That's officially like the best thing I've ever had on Thanksgiving. See, if we'd had this in my house, I wouldn't have thought it was such a useless, you know, freaking holiday.
I'm telling you, I've been doing these things for years.
Are you kidding me? That's completely great.
Once somebody tries one of these,
you'll
never go back. They're that good.
Screw it. They're that moist.
Well,
it's because, you know, that's the overriding problem with turkey. It's like it turns your mouth into the Mojave. You just put it in, and it's like your mouth is all dry and parchy. That's incredibly great.
See, the real trick is you have to inject it with all the flavor. You got to get some kind of marinade or some kind of base, and you use all that, and you use the syringe, and you inject it all inside under the skin, and then when it hits the oil, it sears the skin, and it locks all that flavor inside. And then it just sits there and kind of roasts in its juices.
Dude, you totally sound like that guy in Amazing Discoveries or whatever that show.
I'm telling
and
you.
And it magically seals the flavor
it
inside.
It does. It seals it all inside. And then you get this, like, dripping moist turkey when it comes out, but it's just full of all this flavor and everything.
There's really no words for how good that is.
If you've never done it, you really ought to try it. But, you know, it's... Everybody thinks that it's going to be like greasy and oily, but
no, but it's just moist.
It's not greasy or oily at all.
I mean, there's no way on earth this is good for you, but I mean, that's okay. It's Thanksgiving. Doesn't matter.
I don't know that it's not, as long as you stay away from the, you know, the skin, you're not eating all the fried skin and stuff.
But the moisture is, I mean, that's kind of oil, right?
No, the moisture is not oil. It's the marinade that you inject into it, and it's the moisture from the turkey itself that doesn't ever escape.
All right. I got to try one of the corn nuggets while we're at it. And the corn nuggets are not bad either. This is the best Thanksgiving we've had here because, you know, the last two Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving was out and out ruined by the tofurkey, which was just like eating, it was like eating a Stretch Armstrong, you know what I mean? And last year we had the tofurkey, which was terrible again, and then the corn, which was good. The corn is good this year, too. I mean, the corn is good, and that deep fried turkey, well, it's because Kristen cooked the corn.
Kristen was all about the corn.
Well, it's because you didn't let me do anything. That's why it was good. Because my disaster making
hands. We've taken you out of the equation, and thus.
You removed me.
That's successful.
Let's do this. We'll come back on the other side. Let's see. Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk to Nettie KOTK. We'll be back to wrap things up after this. Don't forget, like us at 3, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We'll continue. It's Thanksgiving. We're live on Hot Talk to Nettie KOTK. Here's Kid Rock.
Live from Detroit.
It's Saturday night.
Got the funky fresh.
Fine.
No need to bite. Into y'all hee haws. You thought I'd never rest. I'm going all the way to the bank, bitch. Off of keeping it real. Why you radio heads? I'm reinventing the wheel. Got critics all tripping off. I don't know what. While I'm sipping King Louie, not giving up. Oh, trash me in the news. Give me whack reviews. But you'll never find another who can fill my shoes.
Who can mold the blues?
Who can rock the rap? Who can rock? Who can roll? Who can flow like that? Black brim in a pocket full of phone numbers. From Pan Man to Sand to Suzanne Summers. Understand I won't.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. So Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. It is Thanksgiving Day. This is officially, I think we can all say hands down, I don't mean disrespect to the, Mom, don't listen to this. Mom, you can avert your ears. This is the best Thanksgiving turkey I think we've ever had. I'm just
pretty damn good.
I mean, everybody in agreement on that? I mean, is there anybody who doesn't think it's the best turkey ever?
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim's a big fan of it, actually.
Well, Tim, now you're all over the corn action over there.
Yeah. I think we finished most of it.
All right. Excellent. And, well, never mind. All right. Let's see. Let's get Ron. He's a full-time listener in Sherwood. What's up, man?
Hey, just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and all.
You been doing a little drinking today, Ron?
Oh, just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit. What are you drinking?
151.
151. Isn't that flammable?
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't Bacardi...
Hold on a second. I got to kill a commie. Bastard. Oh, okay.
What the hell? Hey, Matt,
call to honor.
Isn't 151 flammable?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's high enough alcohol content.
All right, there
it
you go.
A great noise when you light the bottle. It goes, woo, with a big old blue flame shoots out the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Ron.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you,
sir. There you go. All right, there's Ron who's drinking.
Ron's drinking heavily, apparently.
It says right on the screen, happy. Been drinking 151 all day. So there you go. On Sovie Island, Jamie, first-time caller. What's up?
Hey, a couple of things. One, on the deep-fried turkey.
Yeah.
It actually has less fat in it than regular turkey. And ask Matt.
How does that work?
Because when you deep fry it, it renders out most of the fat.
Renders? I don't want to eat anything that's been rendered.
If you ask Matt what it weighs like when you put it down in the oil and when you pull it out, lot weighs a lot less.
Okay.
And the other thing is, being 8 years old, about 10 in the morning, the old man was all usually gouged up on about half a fifth of Seagram 7.
Uh-huh.
And he's putting little smokies in barbecue sauce, and he's got a cigar, and the ashes are falling into the sauce. And he's looking at my little sisters and myself saying, don't tell your mother, this is a secret ingredient.
Okay. All right. Well, just, it's a nice dysfunctional holiday for all of us. All right,
there you go. It is.
All right. Hey, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show here?
When I got out of the hole, when they put me in the day room, some of the other guys were listening to the show and turned me on to you.
Now,
number one in the Multnomah County prison system. Woo!
Is that like an Oz in the hole where it's like Adebisi just gets thrown there naked with just that little hat on his head?
That's the one where you start getting belligerent with the police.
Now, were you in the Who's Cow?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking. Well, no, because I get these letters sometimes that are on this bright orange paper, and it's like you get an envelope of bright orange paper, like you know exactly where that's from. There's no, there's no pretending that that's from somewhere else.
No.
All right, there you go. That's Jamie. Well, who knows? All right, it's Jamie in Sovie Island. We got to talk about this pecan cobbler, tart, pie. What is this? Okay, it's a tart.
Ooh, did you get the last one?
It's right here. Well, I can't. There's just no way you can eat the entire thing because the first thing.
Yeah, Clyde did in about 4 minutes flat.
Clyde. But Clyde isn't like you or I. Clyde is not human. He's sort of a T-1000 of eating machines. You know, it's remember like in Jaws when Richard Dreyfuss says, all this machine does is swim and eat and make little sharks. And that's all. Well, that's what Clyde is. He's just sort of. It's all he does, man. He talks and he eats and he makes little Clydes. And that's it. That's pretty much the extent of... Which I'm saying, he's a finely tuned machine.
But can I say how much you really kind of looked like Richard Dreyfuss right then?
I need the little woolly hat pulled down. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The hell was I saying? Oh, anyway, so I don't eat a lot of sugar typically, but it's like, but I have a few sort of weak spots when it comes to sugar. One is cookies and the other is sort of, pastry type stuff. And so I come in last night and this guy, Colin... I've got it. This guy, Colin, from D-Lights, I believe is the name of the place. Colin Simpkins. Phone number 245-8377. 245-8377. And Sarah can attest to this.
Oh,
Colin,
my God. Best
in, like,
peanut butter cookie ever.
Like 50 of these cookies. And apparently Colin sells things that are low-fat and no-fat. And we
so
called
I tricked
him.
Myself into thinking the cookie that I was eating was fat-free.
Well, we called him. We said, are these low-fat? And he just kind of said, oh, no, 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 no. And we'd already put down like three of them each. And it's like you get that blotia where it's like you've, you know what it is? It's like swallowing one of those little instant sponge toys that comes in a capsule. You know what I mean? You swallow it and you give it a few seconds and then, inside you. So that, and then I come in today and Matt's right there on the big tray of Rice Krispie treats and little piggy tarts or whatever it is that.
Piglet rolls.
Whatever it is.
Piggy tarts.
whatever snacky s'more-esque creation his mom had given him to bring in today. So then I come in and I start putting those away, and then with the deep fried turkey, and then with the tarts and the corn and the, I mean, it's been a day of full on freaking eating, my friend. So, and there's more to come, and we've still got a case and a half of beer left. So,
at least.
And I don't even think we finished off the box of wine.
You know, yeah, we still have half a box of Franzia
now. So this will be going on for quite some time today. All right, so I mean, we got an extra long list of people to thank today. So let's see. So we want to thank everybody who came. We want to thank Kristen from accounting who helped cook the corn. We want to thank Rob from the House of Rick who brought all the drugs for everybody today. Thank you, Rob. We want to thank Justin from 800 Octane who's in today. Lo, who is here today. Diana from downtown who brought a list of things. It's just endless. I mean, just a whole huge list of, and it's brought us many fine things in the past as well. Let's see. We want to thank Nate from the Altar Boys. Who else? Who am I forgetting?
Did you thank Nathan who brought the pumpkin pie?
Nathan, who, I didn't see that. Where's the pumpkin pie?
It's right over here.
Nathan, listener who like works across the way or whatever.
At the massage place?
Yeah, just popped over and said, here's a pie that my wife baked. Thought I'd bring it down for you guys on Thanksgiving.
Get your wife to bring us a massage next time, huh? All right, just give us, just skip to the bottom of the page, friend, and help us out with what we really need. All right, so we want to thank Nathan, the pie bringer. Let's see, and of course Matt for deep frying the turkey, and Matt's mom for providing us with
Sarah for bringing the Franzia that only I drank.
Sarah for bringing you the
Sarah for getting herself drunk today. That's
Sarah who confessed that at Sarah one point for. In college she used to go through a box of that a night with like one
I
other
split
guy.
Split it with a friend, yeah.
You and that's like five bottles of wine.
I was lush.
Yeah. All right. So, we want to thank CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten, Eddie Murphy, Tony Cox, Alec Baldwin, et cetera, so on and so forth. Don't forget tomorrow, another top five list. Peter Carlin from the Oregonian going to be in studio with us tomorrow. He's got some music CD he's created. And of course, not to get bogged down in maudlin sentiment, but we want to thank y'all for listening, especially today on the day of Thanksgiving. We thank all of you for, I don't know, it's been what? 5 years without a real job. So we thank all of you for that. We thank you for listening today and every day. Be safe. Spend time with your loved ones. Try not to kill yourself on the way home. We kind of need all the listeners we can get. We appreciate your patronage. As always, the Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KHTK. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Our executive producer is Matt Peterson. We thank you all for being there. Like us next, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We will see you in 21 hours for the KHJK Noon News Hour. Don't let Rasmus run it down. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the sunset to the Banfield, we're traffic jamming on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
This report is a service of Parents, the anti-drug. ONDCP, Parents.
Yeah, that worked. Another glass of wine.
Parents who stay involved in their children's lives, know what they're doing, who they're with, and where they're going. Parents, the anti-drug. There is no traffic. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.